This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. One Epiphany Wednesday. First posted January 16, 2008. 1 Corinthians 1:1-9 Thanksgiving. Paraphrase. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was the first, modern, born again, John 3:3-5-8, disciple and apostle, messenger, of the gospel, of Jesus Christ. He did not come to faith in Jesus during Jesus' physical lifetime, Acts 9:1-20, and so is an example for us. Paul was writing to the church at Corinth that he had founded on his second missionary journey, and where he had stayed for a year and a half, Acts 18:1-11. Paul had been called by God's will to be an apostle, by Christ's initiative, on the road to Damascus, Acts chapter 9. The church is the body of believers who call on, trust and obey, the name, the person and character, of Jesus and have been sanctified, purified of sin and consecrated to God's service, in Jesus, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Paul prays that they will have the true grace, God's unmerited favor to us, and peace, with God and with their brethren, which are only possible through God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul gave thanks to God for the Corinthian Christians because of the grace of God which they had received in Christ Jesus, forgiveness of sin and salvation from eternal condemnation, and the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, through whom they were enriched with every spiritual blessing, in knowledge of, and testimony to Christ which was confirmed in them. They lacked no spiritual gifts, and will be sustained by Jesus and kept blameless, through his indwelling Holy Spirit, as they await the return of Christ on the day of judgment. God, who is completely faithful, has called them into the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord. Commentary: Paul was sought and confronted on the road to Damascus by the Spirit of the risen and ascended Jesus Christ. Paul accepted his rebuke and the authority of Jesus his Lord, Acts 9:5, repented and obeyed Jesus' command, Acts 9:8-9. A, born again, disciple of Jesus Christ living in Damascus named Ananias was prepared and guided to disciple Paul, Acts 9:10-16, until Paul received the gift, anointing, of the indwelling Holy Spirit, Acts 9:17-18, and then Paul began trusting and obeying the guidance and empowerment of the Holy Spirit, Acts 9:19-20. Paul's conversion was exceptionally rapid. The original disciples of Jesus' earthly ministry had been with Jesus 24 hours a day for about 3 years, and still were not ready for ministry until they had been born again by the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8-1-14. Paul, on the other hand, was formally well educated in the Bible and in Judaism, and he had the passion for God. He just needed to be redirected to trust and obey Jesus. Discipleship is a process of spiritual growth that takes time. One should not expect it to take less than 2 or 3 years. By the indwelling Holy Spirit, Paul became the missionary to the Gentiles and preached the gospel for the first time in Europe, including Corinth. Paul spent a year and a half in Corinth, discipling the believers there, and continued to do it by letters to them later. The Holy Spirit is the grace of God which is received through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus. Only Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. Only his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11. 15-16. It is through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit that we lack personal knowledge of and fellowship with Jesus Christ and God the Father, John 14:23. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth, John 14:16-17, and the Counselor who teaches Jesus' disciples all things and brings to their remembrance all that Jesus said, John 14:26. The indwelling Holy Spirit is the confirmation of the gospel within believers. The Holy Spirit cleanses, consecrates, and sustains us guiltless at the day of judgment. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. This is the eternal purpose and central promise of God recorded throughout the Bible. God is faithful and will keep his promise. Those who hear and believe, trust and obey the gospel will receive the promise. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.